guys, oh my god, how long has it been since I actually uploaded an episode? I'm so sorry. Hi guys, welcome back to the Otis Cast. It's your girl OT, you all know. If you're listening to this for the first time, thank you for joining in. And if this is not your first time, thank you for always tuning in. Girl, I've forgotten my intro. I know it's, hi guys, welcome back to the Otis Cast. I have not forgotten. Well, yes, that's all you guys get. That's all. Because no one has actually texted me to say, so what happened to your podcast? I mean, people have been saying, oh, I've been listening to your podcast. It's quite fun. It's like, you know, you're so bubbly, blah, 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 regular schmegler. But no one has actually texted me to say, Osato, how are you? How is your podcast going? Why haven't you uploaded an episode? We are waiting. What is happening? Are you guys... You guys don't love me anymore. Is that it? Let me know, okay? Oh my god. So, I'm already stressed. Okay, so I just got off work. I had night shifts yesterday into this morning, and I just got off work, and I feel so good because I took a very cold shower. I feel so good. I just want to go on here and say like a lot of different things to you guys, you know, just talk like you guys are my friends and stuff like that. And I actually heard this somewhere that if you like just take out your phone and upload, like not really upload but talk to your phone, like let me say once a week, and it helps your vocabulary. I heard that somewhere. I don't think it's a lie. Because when I be talking to myself, my English is normally good. But when I start talking to people, I don't know. I begin to have this anxiety, this like very tiny little anxiety in me, you know. Oh my God. I saw something on TikTok the other day. This babe was talking about how like whenever she, one time her friend told her, oh hey, XYZ, her name, I called her name and told her that, why are you trying to like sound or look intelligent when you talk, when you can, instead of just using simple words, so that like you don't need to, I don't know how to put it. Now I need to like think about how she said it, but she was just trying to say that her friend told her to use simple English instead of trying to find big words and trying to sound intelligent. Do you understand? Like big English and trying to sound intelligent when she can actually just use the simple words, like simple English, simple words to like communicate to people, and she will also look intelligent. Like, she's not a dumb person, because now that she's trying to use big words, it's making her look like she's dumb. I don't know. And somehow it just resonated with me, because I think I just picked it up from somewhere. I said I picked it up. What did I pick up? If you should ask me what I picked up. But not naturally. I'm a shy person, and it's not even shy. It's just, I just get like this very mini anxiety when I'm asked to talk, because I used to be a very quiet child growing up. I was so quiet in class. People even started thinking that I had family problems at home. It was that bad. They would call my mom and tell my mom, is everything okay at home? Because your daughter does not talk and she does not associate with people. So I really did not say much. I was a lady with very few, you know, words. Mysterious. Talk about mysterious. Mystery girl. Well, so... they will always call my mom and tell her, oh, is everything okay at home? Because your child kind of isolates herself, and you know, it's like, what's happening? She does not say anything, and it's kept on keeping on. like that till I think SS3 when I started being more open. I'm talking about SS3 when I was about to graduate, like this. So because I entered hostel, so I think that kind of forced me to be more vocal, like expressive to an extent, because I had very few people that I could even talk to in the hostel, though I was a very funny person. So I don't know, I think I became funny so that people would be drawn to me because of my personality. Like I really don't know, but this is just what I think or what I have discovered so far about myself. And I learned something about myself yesterday, which is not so perfect or not so nice, but still that's me. I mean, that's what makes me me. So I learned that I'm very slow with, I really am not somebody that likes people who talk fast. Yeah, I don't know, I can't comprehend like what they're saying. I don't know how that is. If you notice, I have this very little stretch in my sentence. Like when I make a sentence, there's always this little slow stretch I have. So I find that I'm able to articulate better or comprehend when I talk slowly, not when I'm fast. And I hate when people rush me to talk. Like if you start rushing me to talk, I cannot. I've forgotten everything you want. Like I've forgotten everything I want to say. So yeah, I learned that about myself yesterday. And yeah, what exciting thing has been happening? You guys, I think I should drop this sweet news here. I got a message from a Korean brand asking me to collaborate, do a gifted collaboration with them. At first I thought it was scam. Then I did like my proper research on their products and the brand, and it turns out they are not, they are actually very legit. I was so shocked, because there's another thing I want to talk about. I just want to say something. There's another thing I want to talk about, but let me go back. Because you all, like, do you know how many fake scam emails I've gotten? Scammers, that's what they are, scammers. I've gotten a lot of scammers. I've gotten a lot of emails from scammers. And I'm like, when am I going to get that one real email? Yesterday, I got one. I could not even believe it. I did not even know how to express myself. I did not know how to think. Like, or even what to think of myself. I was like, so people are actually watching my content, and they are like, and the brand is a clean brand, like, and they were like, your content resonates with us, and you know, our brand, and it aligns with our everything. So I was like, I'm giving clean then. If you're a clean brand, you want a girl to represent your brand, it means I'm giving clean. Period. My content is giving clean. It was just nice knowing that, you know, knowing that like I have, or I can attract quality brands, and brands that are not in Nigeria, was just, that are not Nigerian brands, was really, really just, I don't know, it was satisfying, fulfilling, I would say. It was good, that's what I'm trying to say. Girl, it was good, felt so good. So yeah, can we also talk about how it is so, I feel like people who scam people using emails, they should, especially for the content creators that are just starting, they kind of should stop. I should talk about this on my TikTok. By the way, if you're not following me on TikTok, please, what are you doing? My TikTok is JENIVVAA, Geneva, please go and follow me on there. I did a challenge of recent. I joined a trend. I did not do a challenge, girl. I joined a trend, the surround sound trend, and I got like 36.4k. I'm shy. I'm popular, you guys. I'm popular. But that's besides the point. I did that surround sound challenge, and what in the world? I got like 36.4k views. And then 500 and something likes with some saves. And then I got some very, very harsh comments. And shout out to my sisters, because they'll be fighting for me in that comment section. Like, it's always very cute and crazy to look, to like see. Every time I open the comment section, my sisters are there fighting for me. So I think one of my sisters fought for me, and then the guy took down the comment, and I was like, can your sister ever? Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna say free. Anywho, yes, so, and I was so excited. I got 36.4, my first ever blown TikTok video.